Welcome to the Cacao Podcast. This Sunday, January 18th, Roman Catholics around the world will be celebrating Peace Sunday with a message from Pope Leo, peace be with you all, towards an unarmed and disarming peace. We are delighted that thanks to an introduction from Anne Dodd, long-standing friend of Cacao and former chair of Pax Christi, we're able to explore this with Pat Gaffney, former General Secretary of Pax Christi, and still very involved in peacemaking. Welcome, Pat.
Hello, it's good to be here.
How did you get involved in working for peace and justice?
I think it goes way back to the time when I was a student. I trained to be a teacher, and it was during the era of the Vietnam War. And I remember going into schools. One of my subjects was religious education, and going into schools and having to kind of talk to the children about what they were seeing on television and what was happening in the world. And I remember taking a record, the old days of records, into school with me, and it was a Joan Baez record. And the title of it was, "Where Are You Now, My Son, Now That the War's Begun?" And it was terribly moving, and it allowed us to work and to talk with the children about the impact, the human impact of war. So I think it goes right back to that time. And I think in my teaching career, I was very aware of both the opportunities that we have as teachers in faith schools to really look at the kind of underlying values, the place of peace, the place of justice, the place of unity in the communities we build. So to me, education for peace has always been very important. And then I moved over and I went to work for CAFOD for 10 years and set up their education program. And it was while working at CAFOD that I became ever more convinced that if we are to really eradicate poverty and the causes of poverty and migration and the movement of people because of poverty, and that we actually have to work at stopping war as one of the major causes of poverty. And I was very involved, this would have been in the 80s, I was also very involved in women's peace work, the Greenham sort of effect, the awareness of nuclear war and nuclear weapons coming to this country. And all those things kind of pull together my analysis that so much of what goes wrong in our world in terms of poverty is to do with militarization and trying to solve problems in the wrong way, going down that military route. And then in 1990, I took a step leaving CAFOD and went to work as the General Secretary of Pax Christi and was there for almost 30 years, working on advocacy and campaigning and peace spirituality. So it's quite a long journey, and it's come out of a lot of experience, lived experiences that have kind of affirmed the sense that peace is the place to be, you know, that's where we need to be working, understanding what peacemaking and peace building and nonviolence are about, and how we can apply a whole set of different skills, different resources, different analysis to our world in order, you know, to try and challenge the scourge of war. I must say, I don't feel we've got there yet, and you'll all be aware that the moment we're living in is, you know, the scourge of war is terrible.
Absolutely. I think one of the things I'm struck by is that for many people, the current times are overwhelming. There's so much about conflict, both armed conflict and also the weaponization of thought and speech, as Pope Leo puts it in his message. So in this context, what is the importance of Peace Sunday?
I think it has an immediate importance in that the message is speaking very much to the signs of the times that we're living in today, the kind of global crisis of military spending, you know, the resort to war as a means of solving problems, and all of that is addressed head on. I think historically it's also very important that since 1967, the Vatican and whichever pope is in place at the time, has issued a message at the beginning of each year, a peace message. And to me, that communicates something about how the church sees the importance of peace in our life and how that spreads into our life. And certainly in England and Wales, Peace Sunday, which is always celebrated on a Sunday, not the 1st of January when the peace message is announced, but on the Sunday of Peace Sunday, it's extremely encouraging to see the number of parishes who make an effort to weave the message of the day into the liturgy, whether it's through the homily, through the prayers of reflection, through the bidding prayers, through engaging with children and the activities that are produced. What a great way to start the year with this commitment to looking at the values that the church is trying to share with us about the importance of peacemaking in our world. I think it's a fantastic resource that we've been given, this World Peace Day message, for the last number of years. And I don't think it's replicated in other traditions, so it's very specific to the Catholic Church. But as so much of the teaching in the Catholic Church, it's addressed to the world. It's addressed to people of goodwill. And there are things in there that will speak to different communities, that will speak to teachers, to different professions, people involved in spiritual. There is something there. There are nuggets there that can be taken out and can be shared and expanded on in our parish communities.
One of the things that you said at the beginning of that was speaking to the signs of the times. And when I read Pope Leo's message for the first time, I was really struck that in the best tradition of Catholic social teaching, it manages to combine a genuine rootedness in scripture and in the theological tradition with some very sharp analysis and clear thinking and clear statements around the current times. What would you say are some of the key points of the message?
I think one of the strands is that Pope Leo seems to be trying to communicate something about the ordinariness of peace, and I don't mean that in a dismissive way, but in a way that he's trying to encourage us to recognise that the way we cultivate peace through language, through media, through relationships that we build, we have to make peace a normal part of how we live and how we make decisions. And, that peace has to be a reality, not something that's out there and can't be attained. And I think he emphasises a lot the need to peace is something that is active. Peace is something that we do. And I think, to me, that's one of the strands that comes across in there. Another strand, I think, is that he really captures one of the key political and social issues that we're dealing with today, which is the way in which political systems, leaders, cultivate a culture of fear and kind of normalise the sense that the way we solve problems is through military might. The way we solve problems is by being tough. The way we solve problems is by going in heavy-handedly and showing who's in power. And Leo's trying to get us to stand back from that. And four words he uses in this message is that, peace is about being unarmed. And he refers to some of the scripture examples of Jesus's being unarmed in facing powers. He talks about being disarmed, and the power of disarmament has a power of overcoming people, not with might, but with love and with friendship and with understanding. He talks about humility, and we all know how important humility is in leadership, being able to have a different model of leadership that's based on humility, and that's based on engagement and listening and all the other. And the fourth thing is he talks about his perseverance. It's not a one-off thing that we achieve. It's something that we do in the whole of our lives, peacemaking. So it's a big challenge for our time, but I think he really nails it in challenging the culture that takes us down this route of military violence and domination and ruling through might. And he's trying to turn that on its head and get us to look at the reality of peacemaking in our everyday life, in our political life, in our community life.
And what would you say Christians can do to work for peace in our daily life? What would be some of your suggestions?
I think as Leo does, I think to start with prayer. I think returning to prayer and setting aside times to pray or to reflect in silence about how we are living and relating in our world to one another and to God is going to be key, because that keeps us on the right strand, it keeps us on the right road, it keeps the values that we're trying to live by straight, it gives us that foundation. And, you know, Peace Sunday, Pax Christi produce an amazing array of prayer resources that can be used by people of all ages to help with that, to help with that focus. I think also learning to pray publicly. I think we're a bit shy as Catholics. I take part in a lot of vigils at places where war is planned, you know, at the Ministry of Defence in Whitehall, or, you know, outside an arms factory. And I think Christians and people of faith taking their prayer to places where death is being planned and having a public witness about what your values are can be very important too. I think being better informed. We all want to switch off the news. I mean, that's understandable. But I think we have to hang on and look at the news and look at the way in which decisions perhaps that are made in our own country are impacting on the lives of others, and try and reflect on where do I fit in kind of passing on the damage and the hardship and the violence of war. Where is my pension invested? What about the way my children are being educated? Are they being educated in peace and non-violence? What about the relationships I develop with other people in my work or in my community? Are they based on humility, on leadership that comes through involvement and compassion and understanding? Am I trying to live out those values in the way I live? So it's none of it's magical stuff outside of us. Most of it comes from within. And I think that links to this thing about how are we unarmed in the way we relate to one another, and how can we disarm situations of violence and aggression and conflict. And the church has got a lot to teach us about this. What I think we need to do is to unpack that and to realise that the tools of peacemaking are equally as important as the tools of reading and the tools of numeracy. And it's this thing about how do we make peace real.
Thank you so much, Pat. It is really helpful to hear your reflections and know that they are informed by such a long time of working and praying and speaking for peace and for justice. So thank you very, very much.